Thank you, Chair. Thanks, the delegation for the replies. I have four issues for clarification. First of all, again, I go back to the military schools. I see that with all the privileges you provide, you are creating a high demand for a military career for boys. But I would like to know if all the conditions for recruitment or acceptance of boys into the military school under Article 3 of the optional protocol are met. I mean, do boys express free voluntary free consent? What about their parents' consent? I'm interested also about the curriculum in these military schools. Does it actually provide also civil education? There was a question, but I would like to ask it again. Is there a military education in mainstream schools for adolescent children? Do they learn how to deal with weapons? I mean, mainstream, ordinary schools, not military schools. My second issue is about the statistics. I'm very disappointed to understand that you came here with a very soft approach to data. You say we don't have statistics about violence, no statistics about school dropouts, no statistics about marriage, child marriage. I'm wondering how you are making your policies and legislation without knowing the real magnitude of phenomena. Are the policies and legislation in your country based on assumptions? We heard several times that it's not so important, it's not a big issue, this is not. Actually, 6% of your girls are married. And for us, this means that there is a problem. And for us, for the convention, the life, every child matters. So we would like to know what is your actually attitude to statistics. My colleague explained the value of statistics for example, to address school dropouts. The third issue is about health. In addition to the question to my colleague, I would like to know about, probably I missed that, there was a long report about healthcare in Turkmenistan. Probably I was lost. But I would like to know about the prevention, the measures to prevent early pregnancies of girls. Is there sexuality, reproductive health education for adolescent children in your schools? And what is the access of adolescents to contraceptives? Last issue. I heard again that for the last 10 years, although there has been a support from UNICEF, you know the phenomenon, the government actually, again, took a very easy approach to child coordination mechanism for child protection. Well, you said there has been a debate, and we decided that there is no reason to hurry up with this. I cannot really accept such an answer. Thank you, Chair.